Israel launched a rare airstrike inside Syria, targeting a convoy that was believed to contain an anti-aircraft weapon bound for Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., what are you learning about this?
Well, there was a cache of Russian-made SA-17 anti-aircraft missiles supposedly in this convoy that was attacked by the Israeli jets. The Israelis are quiet. The U.S. is quiet, but somehow officials are saying this, that, and the other to certain media outlets, and I've gotten wind of some of these thoughts. The bottom line is this was a situation where they felt as though these rockets or this weaponry could have been a significant impact in this conflict, and it may have had a serious impact on Israel. Simply put, Israel's been in this for a good while now. The United States has been in this for a good while now, although no boots on the ground, but they've been involved in it. Russia and Hezbollah are screaming this morning, saying this was wrong. So why are they doing that? Hezbollah, mainly because we think those weapons are going to them. And Russia, of course, because that's their money.
Some people think this serves nicely as a warning to Syria's president not to transfer any chemical or biological weapons, too.
That I've heard a couple of times in the last few days, but I don't know that that would be a deterrent for him. And the reason for it is because here's a guy who's in a situation where his back is more than up against the wall. The impression of his back is in the wall at this point. He's been pushed so far up against it. And when you think about some of the things that he's said, talking to intelligence people that I've spoken to from the U.S. and beyond, and talking to military people, they are prepared for him to go the extra mile, and what that means in his terms could mean using chemical weapons. It could mean using biological weapons. And keep your eye on some things that have been taking place in other places, kidnappings, hostage takings, and that kind of thing in other countries. Syria is in Syria, but Syria is broad and wide when it comes to its proxies that are related to Iran.
Now, you have not mentioned Iran, and when you mention Iran, you begin right away to think of its support for Hezbollah and its dislike for Israel and threats against that state. Are there Iranian fingerprints anywhere here?
Absolutely. All over it. And one of the main reasons, I think, just based on the discussions I've had with some folks and engaging with Israelis, everything they do of this nature has to have some serious, serious reasoning behind it. And the most serious reason they can figure for an acting like this right now has to be some threat from Iran. So I don't believe for a minute that Iran did not have some kind of engagement in this convoy. They've been supplying and supporting and helping with this for years now. It's getting very critical now because this civil war is bloody. It probably is going to spread. And Israel is right next door and needs to figure out how to shut this down.
All right. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.